Once upon a twig lived the chameleon called McCoy. Life in Bunduland was doing its usual African thing. The flamingos were flamingoing.
Boing, boing, boing.
The bougainvilleas were boogieing. The swallows were swallowing. The zebras were crossing. The giraffes were necking. The chameleon called McCoy gazed lazily around him and paused to catch a fly or two, and yawned.
I'm bored.
He stated to nobody in particular.
Plain and simple B-O-R-E, dear. Bored.
He was just nodding off to Bunduland's regular, irregular rhythm when he sensed an extra strange and extraordinary sound. A sound that seemed to come from nowhere in particular. The chameleon called McCoy awoke from his doze and swiveled his head all the way round. His tail uncurled. His tongue unfurled. And he gazed from his daze at the strangest sight in or out of this world. Look, it's the magical mantis, the magical mantis. From the top of his strutters to the tips of his toes, you can hear that he's here. Do you know what he knows? Watch. Global one winking. See. Global two blinking. Feel. Three beady feelers, they're clicking and clinking. Clicking and clinking. The magical mantis, the magical mantis. My sparkling sparklers spark in the dark. And the secretest smile is my special trademark. It's a magical mantis, the magical mantis. I'm a magical mantis. The chameleon called McCoy could scarcely believe his ears. And he could scarcely believe his eyes when the magical mantis winked global number one and said,
I do believe you're bored, young man.
Life in Bunduland not lively enough, it would appear. McCoy was speechless. So he nodded. Sounds like you need a change, said the magical mantis, and waved his beady feelers. A sparkle of sparkling sparks trinkled through the light and alighted upon McCoy. McCoy blinked once, twice, and when he opened his eyes...
Life in Golden City was doing it. doing it helter-skelter. Hurly-burly. Hustle-bustle.
Hum-drum.
Hum-drum. Street beat.
Thang.
Sounds like you need a change.
High in the flatlands over the hill, the chameleon called McCoy crept onto a windowsill to hear a scaly tale unfold. The tale of the scales of a fish called Flippant. Let the story be told.
It's so swish and elegant to polish up on scales all day. Wish you were a fish.
Flippante with lots of pots of polish to clay.
The chameleon called McCoy moved a little closer.
Orange?
Salmon, pink, Caribbean, yellow, Dead Sea, red or Baltic blue. Ocean, green, Pacific, purple, starfish, silver, what to do?
Orange?
The chameleon called McCoy moved even closer until he was almost touching the surface of the biggest water bubble he'd ever seen, where he could get a McCoy's eye view.
Orange?
And sure enough, inside her very own shiny glass bowl, a fish called Flippante was busily painting her scales.
Salmon, pink, Caribbean, yellow, Dead Sea, red or Baltic blue. Ocean, green, Pacific, purple, starfish, silver, what to do?
She was building up to a totally over-the-top top sea when she realized, to her horror, that she'd run right out of her favorite shade of sea anemone.
Orange?
The fish called Flippante was stopped by the sight on the watery surface of the eyes of the chameleon called McCoy. Eyes the exact color of sea anemone.
Orange, orange, orange.
The fish called Flippante flick-flacked her fins, shuddered her scales, and twitched her tail brush to strike her target.
Go!
Orange.
Ouch! That's my eye you're trying to poke out.
McCoy blinked once, twice, and when he opened his eyes, he could see his reflection clearly on the watery surface of the big bubble. Eyes that were now the color of deepest jellyfish aquamarine.
Lots and lots of polish to play. Lots of pots of scale polish.
The fish called Flippante shrugged her scales and swished around to her many, many colored paint pots. But somehow, surrounded by all her colorful choices, she couldn't quite seem to make up her mind.
Salmon, green, Pacific, yellow, Dead Sea, silver, ocean, blue, starfish, red, or Baltic, pink. What shall I choose? What shall I do?
Like you need a change.
Chameleon eyes.
Meanwhile, in the gardens at District Park, a brigade called Snail was practicing its slow military drill.
Snail.
Shun.
Snail.
Present
Spiral.
Snail.
Sergeant Shufflemore was about to complete his slow command when he counted one too many spirals in the ranks.
Spiral.
Sergeant Shufflemore didn't have a clue that the extra spiral was really the chameleon called McCoy.
Whoops! Looks like me tail. Looks like a snail.
McCoy blinked once, twice, and when he opened his eyes, his tail had unturned into a new, strangely colored hose pipe.
Well, I'll be dashed. That snail's
hit the trail.
Sergeant Shufflemore was now bamboozled by the sight of a new strangely colored hosepipe under the shade of a yellowy yucca bush in the gardens at District Park. Little did he know that the hosepipe was really the chameleon called McCoy in disguise. Sergeant Shufflemore decided in his slow way that he would personally handle the case of the colored hosepipe as most urgent top priority. First thing the following year.
That was quick thinking. I didn't realize I had it in me. Disc golf for a celebration. A delicious fly. On the double. On the double. Trying to catch these city flies can certainly work up an appetite, eh? Hey, that ain't no fancy fly. That's a raindrop. It's raining.
And curling up his wondrous tail, he hit the trail. Somewhere further down the road, somewhere in the downpour, McCoy nipped under an umbrella tree to take shelter from the rain. As he paused to catch his breath, McCoy did a different kind of rhythm to the rain. More of a than a drip. More of a than a drop. McCoy sensed that he was not alone, so he swiveled his head around, and sure enough, over there, under the shelter of that same umbrella tree, a fowlicky called Follicky was sobbing her speckles out.
Hey, what's up, chicken?
My speckles are soaked. Simply soaked. And I've ruined my only chance to star in the Bloom's new extravaganza. Luck age, oh, follet cheese.
Why is that? I mean, what chance? Who is this Bloom?
McCoy's curiosity had him completely tongue-tied.
You couldn't possibly understand. What use are wet speckles to an impresario like the Bloom? Now he won't even give me a second glance. Just look at me!
Through her shower of tears, it was impossible to spot the speckles of a Follicky called Follicky at all. McCoy blinked once, twice, and when he opened his eyes, he turned into a large white handkerchief. The hanky dabbed the bedraggled chick, and drip by drop, by plip by plop, a Follicky called Follicky saw her speckles wiped clean away.
Oh, outrageous protestations!
By a handkerchief alias McCoy, which was becoming more and more polka-dotted by the moment.
Oh, no! Now look at me! I'm speckleless!
Oh, zigzagging zebras! I didn't mean to swipe them speckles!
The polka-dotted hanky wriggled, wrung, and shook, and before you could say zigzagging zebras again, a Follicky called Follicky was back inside her freshly laundered speckles.
Thank Ziegfeld! I felt so strange without any speckles at all. And now, well, as the Bloom himself will surely say, they are quite simply quite spectacular. What?
Suddenly, the sun was shining.
Come on!
McCoy blinked once, twice, but just before he could open his eyes,
action!
The Follicky called Follicky was gone in a shower of shimmery
speckles. Speckles! Speckles!
Sounds like you need a change.
What a dear. What a dear. So many strange disguises. So many strange surprises.
The chameleon called McCoy wandered around and around and wondered.
I wonder this. I wonder that. What a day. What a day.
His thoughts wandered back to Bunduland. There he knew he could be the real McCoy. Still wondering, McCoy sighed and plonked himself upon the nearest twig. Suddenly, the twig started to tap.
Oh!
Excuse me, young man. I do believe you're plunked upon my strutter.
Oh, dear.
McCoy was startled.
I beg your pardon.
My leg. You're sitting on my leg.
I beg your pardon.
It's the magical mantis again.
No need to apologize. This happens all the time. I'm often mistaken.
For a twig, a wing, a tail,
a leaf. It's all the same to me. It's all part of my disguise. But enough about me.
How has life been
going in Golden City?
What a day! What a day! So many strange disguises. Changing into this, rearranging into that. So many strange surprises. And the biggest water bubble I've ever seen. Almost hooked on a fish in aquamarine. With a tail of a scales on bubble and bubble. Had to orange and leave before there was trouble.
Sounds
orange?
Got mistaken for a snail. In a snail tail. And had to turn tail to throw them off my trail.
Sounds like you.
Dandy rain, it started falling. And I heard a damsel calling. She was a chick in deep distress. Oh, what a mother. What a mess. So I helped her change her dress. Now that bird's the main attraction. With those lights, the camera.
Action!
Sounds like you need a...
What a day! What a day! All these changes are confusing, though occasionally amusing. But now I'm feeling tired. Now I'm feeling uninspired.
Sounds like you need a...
change.
Oh, no, not another one.
Like a change of pace.
I hope...
Like
I...
some time alone.
I hope
like I... Like I know the place.
I hope I...
It's a place called home.
Bunduland. But how?
It's all a matter of timing.
Tell me how.
It's all within your grasp.
I wanna go now.
It's all in the rhythm and the rhyming.
Wow.
And seeing, as you ask...
It starts with a tap that turns to a clap that turns to a snap of your fingers. At first you're confused, then slightly amused at the sound that's around. It lingers.
It begins on the ground
like a magical motion.
It spins you around
like a magical potion.
Once, twice, open your eyes. Once, twice, what a surprise.
Twice, open your eyes.
There's never a knock. But always the shock. He's always aware of his... timing.
It's there and it's not. You're wondering what is that jingling, tingling, chiming?
It begins on the ground
like a magical motion.
It spins you around
like a magical potion.
Once, twice, open your eyes.
Once, twice, open your eyes.
twice. Take the advice of
Sounds like you need a change.